It's that time again. The Redskins start a new NFL season Sunday, and they have a tough task. The Skins go to New Orleans to take on the Saints, and of course, it's the regular season debut for prized rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III.
Woohoo! Joining us to talk about it, NFL expert, longtime Redskins watcher David Elfin. David, are you excited?
Hillary, I'm in New Orleans.
Ah, well, then you're excited.
I'm excited.
Tell us what you're expecting.
It's going to be a big game for Robert. You know, there's so much hype, and it's his parents' hometown. He's going to have 30 to 50 family members and friends in the stands. But the Saints are very, very fired up. People who followed football over the last offseason, they know that the Saints lost their coach to an NFL suspension and several other people, and they are really fired up to put it to the NFL. And unfortunately for the Redskins, they're the first obstacle in the way.
What is a realistic expectation on how Griffin will perform, and what is he capable of at this early point of his career?
Well, Sean, problem for Robert, aside from what we just talked about, is that he's in a dome. It'll be really, really loud in there. He's not used to playing under center. He's got to make sure people hear the snap count. And the Saints are going to be very aggressive coming after him. I think realistically, you just want him to get through this game without a lot of mistakes, just to prove he can run the offense, prove he can get in and out of the huddle without having to call timeout and that kind of stuff. But I really think this is not set up to be a successful opener for Robert Griffin. If they were playing the Cardinals at home, it'd be one thing. The Saints in New Orleans after Bounty Gate, it's pretty tough.
So talk about that a second. If he doesn't perform well, does that make it a rough start for the team going forward, or can you pick up and move on quickly?
Well, you know, Hillary, the NFL every week is different, and next week they get the St. Louis Rams, who are not a very good football team at all. Admittedly, it's on the road in another dome. It won't be as loud. So, yeah, one tough game, as I think most of us expect this weekend, will not dampen the enthusiasm for Robert Griffin. You just don't want him to get bogged down, you know, long-term if he has three or four rough games in a row. But, you know, most rookie quarterbacks, despite the success lately of guys like Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning was 3-13, Troy Aikman was 1-15, so rookie year does not decide your career.
Okay, well, what's your prediction for Sunday? I mean, you're sounding, you know, you're trying to temper the expectation here. What do you look for as far as the prediction is concerned?
I think Robert will flash a lot of his ability, but I think New Orleans has too much on offense. Drew Brees is the best quarterback in football right now. The Redskins have all kinds of problems in the secondary, especially at safety. I don't think they can keep up with the Saints. I think it's going to be pretty one-sided.
All right, David Elfin, longtime football writer, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Thanks a lot, David.
Have a great weekend.
You too.